Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hi, listeners. I'd like to invite you to visit our website at organicgardenerpodcast.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, download our ebook on organic gardening basics, and get started on building your very own organic oasis today. Hey, everyone. Today, I'm super excited to do something different. I have one of our favorite guests back on, Robin Kelson, who I know you're all very familiar with because she's one of the most downloaded episodes I have. And she's going to talk to us about something that we're doing here in our Kalispell Valley. But when you listen, you might think, is there something like this going on in my area? Or maybe you'll want to start one in your own area. So today we're going to talk about a valley-wide seed swap that we're going to have. And a kind of a skill sharing event and resource for everyone. It's going to be here in Montana on March 19th. It's a Saturday at our local community college. So we would love for local people to come. But if you're not from Montana, you might get some great ideas about something you could do in your community or that, might be going on. You might want to look into finding out if there's one in your community. So welcome back, Robin. It's so fun to talk to you again.
Yeah, ditto, Jackie. It's great to be on the show again and to hear your voice. And, I just think you're doing a great job with the Organic Gardener Podcast. And I'm delighted to be back here again.
Aw, thanks. It's always exciting to talk to a listener. Yeah. But yeah, so, and also Robin took me to the Arrow event that I know listeners have heard from lots of Arrow guests. So we love you for that too, because that brought us lots of great information and resources. So tell us about this cool event in March coming up at Flathead Valley Community College in Kalispell here. It's going to be March 19th from 10 to 1, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So we don't have a catchy name yet. We're going to get that name hammered out at our next meeting, which is tomorrow. But so for the time being, our working title is Valleywide Seed Swap and Growers Resource / Skill Sharing Event. So a big mouthful. But what it is it's a vision that a number of folks have had, and we all just kind of came together to see if we could just get it going, and there's been tremendous, tremendous positive response for it. And the vision is to support building community resiliency around food. That's the big vision. And so there are two pieces of it. The first was to put together what we envision will be the first annual valley-wide seed swap and growers resource / skill sharing event. And then with the idea of supporting both new and experienced gardeners and new and experienced seed savers. So we really want to reduce the barrier to entry for anyone who is interested in taking greater ownership of their food and, learn how to get access to good, healthy food, how to grow it, how to save the seeds so that they can grow their own food and know that they will have access to a wide variety of open-pollinated, non-GMO seed. So at whatever level of interest you have in it, the vision is that this event will have something for you. And the second part of that vision is that to consider the possibility that actually a larger, more permanent organization might grow out of this seed swap event in the form of a nonprofit kind of guild that would help realize this vision of building community resiliency around food by creating a venue for regular gatherings and information sharing and skill sharing and work party coordination, workshops, all that kind of stuff. And so help build community around the idea of resiliency and a consistent and constant food supply.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're just in the planning stages. Flathead Valley has generously offered to be a co-sponsor through their sustainable agriculture program. So we're going to be hosting it there. They have a wonderful resource space there. There'll be lots of room for workshops. We'll have a large central seed swap area. There are going to be about 30 booths that will be represented by local community members. And the vision of it's a valley-wide event, so we envision people coming from Polson all the way up to Eureka, and beyond, if you will. So, and the booth will, let me just get my brain together here. The booths are going to be helping to, there'll be information resources and demonstration tables. So local farmers, garden and garden supply businesses, beekeepers, vermiculture, that's worm stuff, how to make a raised bed, how to clean your seed, how to save your seed, how to build soil, community gardens, seed libraries, food banks, all that type of stuff. Hopefully will be represented. We've had a lot of positive feedback, so I know that we will easily fill those booths and we'll have lots of information for folks. And then we'll also have a series of workshops that'll be about 30 minutes long that will be introductory, but will be ways to, for people to get more information on particular topics like pruning and soil science and plant propagation, beekeeping, things like that.
Nice.
And then, of course, there will be an ample opportunity to bring any seeds you may have and share them with others. So if you have any open pollinated seeds, these are non-hybrid, untreated seeds, non-GMO, please bring them, whether you purchase them or you save them yourself. If you don't have any, that's okay. Just come and bring your own. And there'll be an opportunity to swap and share and pick up some seeds so you can plant them in your garden. And we also will be having a capstone conversation at a couple points throughout the event that will be directed to describing a long-term vision for creating a seed library that will help build local plant biodiversity and community food resiliency by the larger community starting to create a repository and sharing seeds within the community.
Awesome. So if listeners haven't heard it yet, I did talk to the amazing Bill McDorman about seed saving, and he really resonated with why that's one of the best things we can do to save our planet. And he talked a lot about not worrying as much about Monsanto, and just the more we save our own seeds and grow our own vegetables from our seeds, the need for their seeds will just kind of fade away because we can. And so this is one of the best things. So I'm super excited to hear about that this is going to be going on. Now, all right, so one of my questions is, like, if you don't have any seeds, should you bring some money? There will be seeds to purchase as well then?
Boy, that's a good question. The event is free to the public. No one is going to be selling anything, so no. But you could bring seeds. You could bring money to donate towards maybe offsetting some of the costs we will incur in creating the event, or to maybe put towards funding the seed library if you'd like to. That would be just delightful. But no, it's all free. It's a free event.
Okay. Okay. So let me see, what other questions would I have? If they want to participate in like the planning, are you still looking for people to help with the planning? You said the next meeting. So we're talking today, Monday, January 18th. There's a possibility I can air this tomorrow, Tuesday, January 19th. But if they don't hear it then, do you meet every Tuesday? And are you still looking for people to help with that? Or do you have a committee like already?
Here's what I would say. I am in charge of coordinating all volunteers. So why don't you, anybody who's interested, and yes, we have lots of positions for volunteers. We would love help on lots of levels, and I'll describe them in a minute. But they can either they can contact me by email, and that address is robin@goodseedco.net, or call or text at 406-471-3284. And we're looking for lots of volunteers for various tasks. So, for example, before the event, our big goal is to do as great a job as we can for community outreach. So we're looking forward to getting the word out at all levels, you know, through posters and radio, social media like this. We're building a website. And just sharing it on your email list. If anybody's got a contact sheet, just send it out. Send the information out to them. Be happy to send you a flyer about it as soon as that's done. We'll need people to hang posters in their communities. At the event, we'll need people to help with setup and teardown, be a greeter, to help with seed demonstrations. We're going to have some logistics that will require folks to handle. We're certainly looking for an audio-visual person who can help us with any technical stuff like that. We'll have needs with respect to getting our workshops running. Anybody who's a gardener who would like to be a resource, information source during the event for anyone who's got gardening questions, that'd be lovely. We anticipate folks will want to bring their kids and are looking for folks who might want to create an activity that would engage the kids during the event. So just things like that. And then afterwards, if you're interested in planting seeds to help grow plants and save seeds for this library, let us know that and we'll set some seeds aside for you. If you'd like to help organize the library with us, that would be delightful.
Okay.
Also, sorry, I'm just thinking now. We would also generously love any assistance organizing, so people could come tomorrow or let me know they'd like to come to a future meeting. We are also looking for financial sponsorship. We anticipate that our costs are going to be about $1,000 and are looking to donations to support that. If you'd like to host a booth, let us know that. We'd love to have a booth that would represent your farm or your business or your cause. If you'd like to teach a workshop, let us know that. And if you've got particular skills, either in promotion or would like to be our logistics coordinator or coordinate our booths or coordinate our volunteers, let us know that.
Okay. So, like, then if somebody... Are you looking for, like, booths? Like, if somebody's going to have a CSA, they could sell CSA memberships there? Like, that kind of booth?
I don't know if they're selling them, but they would certainly be able to let people know that that's what they're doing, that they offer CSAs. Yeah.
Okay.
People could sign up. Yeah. Like, for example, we have a gentleman who is a blacksmith, and he's just he picked up a lot of aluminum when the plant closed in Columbia Falls, and he's building garden tools out of aluminum. And Ooh. So he doesn't quite have that fully set up, but he's hopefully he'll have a booth there and he will be able to tell people that this is what he's doing so that, you know, people could know that that resource will be available shortly. So it's important for all of us to know that there are many people in the Larch Valley that are doing lots of things to support building resiliency around food in many different ways. You know, if you're a beekeeper, would love to support your business, letting people know that this is what you do. If you grow flowers, if you have a cool way to build worm bins, anything. It's all part of the big picture and all part of networking.
Excellent. Okay. Do you have anybody like signed up already, or maybe we'll check back with you?
Oh, we do. Like you mean for booths or workshops?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Yes. There's still room, and yes, we are. There's still room, and people are signing up.
Oh, yes. Do you want to tell us like who some of the people that are signed up already are?
Well, I would, but I don't actually have that information in front of me, so I'm sorry to be vague.
No, that's okay.
I think it's important to clarify that this is about building community around developing access to, you know, our own food supply, taking ownership of our own food supply, and that includes growing our food and saving our own open pollinated non-GMO seed, you know, and so that the goal is to build a resilient community that has a wide range of skills that can support each other in developing additional skills where we might find that we're deficient in an area, and also develop a wide variety of locally adapted seed that can accommodate the likely to occur climate changes and pest changes that may show up down the road.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And that reminds me a lot of what they did in, you know, Liz Carlisle's book, The Lentil Underground, where they kind of got together on the east side of the mountains and did very similar things where they would have, what were those meetings that they said they called them? Garden clubs or something?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. Yep.
And
yep.
That's kind of what it reminds me of, like starting our own garden clubs on the side, maybe here.
Yes, exactly.
And where people will have resources. So now, I got to say, I'm a little confused. Like, don't you have a seed library?
Are you? No. Well, I am sponsoring one, and this is part of that co-sponsorship. So it's in the process of being created, and it will require many more people than me. And I am just. Just the spark, if you will.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I certainly will be providing seeds for it, but this is to help it actually let that spark flame and create the real fire.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, Robin, can you just explain to listeners what open pollinated seeds? What does that mean?
You bet. Open pollinated simply means that when you save seed from the plant and you plant those seeds, the progeny will grow true to type. So it means that the genetics are stabilized in the seeds so that you can save those seeds and know that the next generation will produce the same fruit as the ones you just ate the year before.
Okay. Is there like, what's the opposite? Like closed
pollinated?
So
the difference, right, no. So, and that's to distinguish from what are called hybrid seeds, because you know that seeds can cross-pollinate, they can hybridize. And, you know, if you mix a red flower and a red rose and a white rose, you might get a pink rose the next year. So once plants cross-pollinate, the next year's generation just kind of it takes a couple generations for the genetics, if you will, to settle out. And with respect to food in particular, you can't guarantee that the progeny harvest will generate good quality vegetables. Just because the genetics take a couple generations to kind of stabilize. So open pollinated means they've been grown out for enough generations that the genetics are stabilized and you'll get, you know, tasty edible fruit every year to come.
Oh, okay. I get it now. Okay.
So that's all it is. That's all it is. And heirloom seeds are simply open pollinated seeds that have been passed down for, you know, within a family or among generations of humans for a couple generations, you know, so I don't know, you know, some people say an heirloom is after 5 years. Some people say after 50 years, you know, it just means on another level, it just means, hey, you know, my grandmother grew this and she loved it and she passed it to my mom. And now I'm going to pass it to my daughter. And it's our favorite yellow bean, you know.
And it seems like I remember Lisa Ziegler told me that the best sunflowers I should grow are open pollinated. But don't quote me on that without me double checking my
thing. Okay, I won't quote you.
Thing. That's for the listeners. But I'm pretty sure they said something about the best pro-cut open pollinated sunflowers, which they said the bees still love. They still make the pollen and the nectar that the bees like. But it just is probably what you're saying about they produce the same kind of cut flower year after year.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you can trust that you can save those seeds.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my world, what we're doing is we will be giving them away. That's what a seed swap is free seeds. There's no sale of seeds at a seed swap. There just isn't. You can come empty-handed and leave with seeds with the intention that you will plant them and bring seeds back next year. You know, whether you do or not, that's okay. But it's more about sharing.
Okay.
So that's why I got thrown by the money question, because the seeds are going to be free.
Okay. And then they can just donate if they feel guilty, like I would.
Yeah, for example.
I'm always feeling guilty about everything.
So okay, much. Well, you might want that one. That's fun.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, anything else we want to say?
The other thing I would say is that we're, you know, getting the poster together and we'll be releasing that shortly. So another thing that people can do is they can contact me if they'd like me to send them the poster by email, or send them the event information by email, because we'll have a schedule of events, and we'll have, you know, better, we'll, that's where the description of who, the, what the booths will be about and the workshops. And I'd be happy to send that specific information to folks if they just, you know, contact me.
Okay. Do you have, like, on your website, like, an email that they can just go to thegoodseedcompany.com or
somewhere? Yes, you could. They just go to, they could just go to the Good Seed website and hit the contact page, and, you know, say, let me know about the event, and I will post the event on my site.
Okay, tell us what the Good Seed website is exactly, because I have more listeners than readers.
Sure, you could type in Good Seed Montana.
Oh, okay, like Montana, Montana, or just MT?
Yes, all spelled out.
Okay.
Or you could type in goodseedco.net.
Okay. And is goodseedmontana.com or .org or .net? Or?
It's .com.
So goodseedmontana.com or goodseedco.net.
Right. Or they could just type in goodseedmontana, and that'll get you there. You don't even need the .com. It'll pop up.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so excited. There's been so much positive feedback and enthusiasm generated by just the spark of this idea getting out there that, you know, it encourages us and gives us energy every day. It's just amazing, the positive ideas, and more people come up with creative ideas. And I'm just confident that this is going to snowball into something bigger and more resilient and permanent. And it makes me very enthusiastic and hopeful, if you will, about where we all are. There's so much positive energy in the valley, and really, I think, around the state of Montana for this type of work. It's great to see it embraced so fully.
Excellent. It is. It's true. And I think people are, you know, learning and connecting more. And the more resources that we get out there, the more people are inspired. And I think it's so important. And especially, like, you know, here in Lincoln County, they dropped the master class because we lost our extension agent. So we have to go to the Flathead now if we want to take the master gardener class. And, you know, that's hard to do, to commit to going to Kalispell, even if it's only one night a week, still to go. You know, it's a long drive, and it's gas money, and it's, you know, the weather's still not that good right now. And so this is going to be an opportunity for people that want to learn more about gardening, especially if there's going to be somebody there talking about soils, because, you know, if there's Mike has always told me there's a lot about soils, but certainly listening to this show, I've learned a lot about the importance of testing your soil. Like, I don't think we've ever done the soil test. I got the soil testing kit last year, and we still never did it.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of people come on and talk about the importance of getting your soil tested so you can add the right amendments. And my guest today, who was just on, talked about how important water is and knowing your, his name's Chris Blanchard from the Purple Pitchfork. And he usually deals more with the farms, but, you know, certainly soils and water applies what your plants need. And be, you know, Mike and I, who just got our bees, you know, last year was our first year that hopefully the bees have made it through the winter this year. I think they did. You know, so we're going to be super excited to check out the bee workshops, and, you know, more people are getting into beekeeping. So I just think this is going to be a great opportunity for people to connect. And it's always, you know, definitely on my show, a consistent thing, you know, answer to the advice question is talk to other gardeners. So this will give people a chance to talk to other gardeners in our specific area, you know, because
yes,
gardening in the Rocky Mountains is very different than gardening in Florida, or even gardening in Maine, or a lot of the people I talk to in Wisconsin or in the Midwest, and certainly different than California, where, you know, a lot of listeners are located. And so it's going to be nice to have those resources. And then, like you said, once you meet people at one of these places, then you can connect with them afterwards.
Yes, so, exactly. And then
you might get some ideas like, wow, I didn't know you could do that. Because somebody that has, like, maybe is selling, you know, mushrooms or microgreens or some, you know, weird specific thing down in Polson, somebody else up here in the canyon could, you know, do that same thing, and they're still going to have a completely different market.
Exactly.
And so there might be, you know, ideas inspired there. Somebody would be like, vermiculture, worms. You know, I never knew anything about worms, or I just think it's going to be a great way to talk about different ideas. And gosh, we had so much fun at the Aero conference. It'll kind of be like that, but different.
Exactly. And I'm really hoping that I can get, we'll get a couple of different folks who do their own growing of worms, because they're, you know, there's lots of little different ways to do it, and everyone is so creative, and they come up with all these unique ways, and it'd be great to show three different ways to do the very same thing, because they all have their, you know, their own unique twist on a very simple idea. And I just love to see people's creativity. They always have something unique to add, you know, when you give people an opportunity to create something for themselves. There's always an elegance to it, and so I think it'd be fun. It's always fun to see that elegance in action.
Awesome. And take it from an elegant lady herself.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, anything else we should mention?
No, but I'll let you know when the poster comes out. And I don't know if we're recording or not, but I'll send, if you wouldn't mind, once the poster comes out, maybe putting a little blurb on it and maybe about it out on, on your podcast, and maybe letting people know that they can contact me if they want to get a copy of it electronically. I'd be happy to send it to them.
Mm-hmm. And I'll put the link to the show notes, and we'll put a copy of the poster on my website when you get it done, so people can go there and put a link to your website and to the final, if you have like a separate website for it.
Awesome.
For
Thank
sure.
you. Absolutely. We'll have a website up as soon as we get the name down. So cool. Great. Thank you so much, Jackie. Really appreciate you promoting the event. And again, congratulations on your podcast. And I learned so much listening to all the folks you have on it. I cannot tell you how helpful it's been for me. So, you know, keep it going.
Thanks, Robin. Me too. Well, you know what? This is the first time I can tell listeners we broke 100,000 downloads last week, or like the 3rd of January. So it's been almost 2 weeks now. So, yeah, listeners seem to be like, and even though I cut back for school, my numbers are still growing. So, I'm glad. My guess, I have learned a ton too. So I know listeners are. And just thank you, everybody who is listening, and for your support, and just, I'm just really honored to share such an important topic with you. And if I can do anything better, definitely let me know. And Robin, thank you for being so positive and making my day today and sharing all of this great inspiration with us. Because like I said, even if you're not in Montana, maybe you can think about, you know, doing one of these events in your area or looking into an event. Maybe you're going to go to one that you didn't know about because you heard this today, and you'll be inspired to, you know, help save our planet and grow some of your own food that's healthy for you too.
Awesome. Thanks so much, and have a great day, Jackie.
Thank you for listening to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'd like to encourage you to check out our website, organicgardenerpodcast.com. That's just organicgardenerpodcast.com. And you'll see the links to everything that we've talked about today in the show notes page and all the other episodes there. You can easily search for people by name. You can download our ebook on organic gardening basics and subscribe to our newsletter for updates and just different things that are going on. Thanks for listening, and remember to grow.